Prologue. Present day, June 2015. The Fae-See is not working for me. I crawl from the river and sprawl on my back in the grass, looking up at the night sky and an endless vista of stars. It's too beautiful a night to be disappointed, but disappointed is what I am. I've learned more so far from the internet than the Fae-See. Lazuli found a single line in a web article. My name stuffed into a listing of cold cases of other missing people from 2012. I was wrong about my last name after all. At least, my surname from 2012. I knew it was me the minute I saw it. So that was a sliver of something. In the 50s, I was Ginevra Felice Bianco. But in 2012, I was Gina Grigio. Both Italian last names, but I'd gone from white to gray. Given the state of my mind, Grigio is more fitting than I'd like to admit. Once again, I have emerged from the river with no more memory of my former life than I went into it with. Worse, rather than returning any clear recollections, like I expected it to, it's bringing out nightmares. Snippets of scary silhouettes, loud voices, dense urban landscapes, and dark feelings. It's New York City I am dreaming of. I've talked through the details with the triplets many times, and they agree. New York has a unique ambiance and skyline. The park, the traffic, the yellow checkered cabs, the skyscrapers. I'm dreaming of New York every night. In the dreams, I'm being watched by someone I cannot see. Whoever they are, they remain behind me, never coming out into the open, never letting me see them, though they draw ever closer. I feel them breathing down the back of my neck. And that's when I wake up. I can't go on like this much longer. I'll go insane. I will have to find the courage to ask for help. Because I know what I have to do. And I can't do it alone.